everyone. It's Minna.
And I'm Hager.
And this is Yellow Bye.
And we're back. We're back, everyone. I mean, we weren't missing.
Yeah, we recorded last week.
Yeah, I was going to say Happy New Year. I mean, I guess Happy New Year still.
I think you can say Happy New Year till the end of January. Like, then in February, I think it starts becoming, like, unacceptable.
Yeah, unless... I don't think anyone says it in February. Unless you haven't seen the person.
You haven't seen the person. But, like, I can still go to the post office and be like, Happy New Year! All of January.
Yeah. I think towards the end of January, everyone's like, oh. Happy
Imagine, New Year. Like, like, in July, you're like, Happy
Because even if...
It's always a new year.
Also, I think even if you haven't seen the person, like, in April, you should know it's Happy New Year, like, it's done with.
I haven't seen you, man.
You've
Happy
missed
New
the
Year.
Opportunity. Like, you can't say happy birthday if you haven't seen someone and you see them, like, 8 months after their
That's
birthday.
That's true. That's so true.
Yeah. Anyway.
But I think we're still in the clear, so Happy New Year.
Yes, till January. So you can say it every week until January ends.
Okay, I'll do that. Just remind me. And then, like, when Biden's in office, you can say, like, Happy New Prez.
Happy New Prez.
Happy new prez.
So,
oh, you little, your face
is shout. No, we already said we're not going to do that. We already said that. So today we're going to talk about our 2021 intentions. We're not calling them resolutions.
I don't even have my journals.
You
How
just
am I supposed to remember?
To do them. And if it doesn't happen, nothing was resolute about it.
No. Nobody's going to hold you accountable.
Yeah, like every year, basically.
I thought we were going to talk about the other.
Oh, we could talk about that.
I mean, I guess I can go into it because that's one of my intentions.
You're right.
So I can't even remember my intentions because I don't have my journal.
Well, that's a good sign.
Do you have yours?
I don't have it.
So it's just like stored in your memory?
I'm only going to talk about the big ones.
Okay. Okay.
Like, I'm not going to talk about the mini ones.
Are we talking about...
No.
Okay.
So I was going to say that... I heard a lot of people this year being like, haha, you're setting resolutions, so funny, you're so cute. Like, some people were doing that. And honestly, like, what year is guaranteed? No year is guaranteed.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, a lot of people hate New Year's resolutions because obviously people don't keep them. So, like, there's, like, an anti-New Year's resolution movement, I feel. But for me, I just like, at the beginning of the year... After my birthday or every Sunday to just be like, okay, how is this week going to be different? Or how's today going to be different?
It's not like even September and fall, like mm-hmm. we get excited because it's just a new, it's a fresh start. It's like you get to, I think we talked about it in another one of these episodes where we were saying, like, I think I mentioned that even starting a new job or like dating someone new is really mm-hmm. exciting because like, you can kind of, like, reinvent yourself in a way.
Yeah, or meeting new people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's, like, it's someone new, something new. No, you have no history with this person or with this job. So you can just, like, start over. So that's how I feel about New mm-hmm. Year's. Like, obviously, you're not erasing your life. Like, it still exists, but it's, like, a new chapter.
Yeah. I think the problem is the people that, like, wait until a new year happens to start.
But what we were saying in
You can start, like, December 28th if you wanted. Like, you don't have to wait till January
1st. No, not at all. And you can also, like, every day can be a new day. Like, it's a new chapter. So,
yeah.
It's not, like...
But I do think it's, like, a fun thing to do. It's also a nice time to reflect about the year and, like, what happened, what you would do differently.
Mm-hmm.
But I also don't take them, like, so seriously.
No, not at all.
I don't get these done. My life is over. Like,
yeah, for sure.
It's just, like, how do I envision the next year going?
Yeah.
So this year I focused more on setting, like, intentions and also... Well, I did that actually at the top of the decade. Like, I was like, all right, I'm going to have intentions this decade and not really resolutions.
Mm-hmm.
But, I think it was, like, a day before I was doing my resolutions and whatever you want to call that.
Sorry, can I go off topic for a sec? Just remember, whatever you're thinking, remember it because you tend to forget.
Okay.
You know when you match with people on Hinge? Mm-hmm. And, like, you both know that, like, we're just going to match and you're just going to stay in the match section. Nobody's going to start the conversation. We're just going to match.
Every single match I've ever done.
It's so funny. It's really, really funny.
I think you can't, like, I really do think that, because people are like, you just haven't found the app for you. And I'm like, no, I don't think there is an app for
I think
me.
You're either an app person or you're not. And I've just decided that I'm not an app person, but I've met cool friends on there. So I'm just going to keep my friends.
Yeah.
Like, I've met two guys on there that, like, literally we've been talking every single day and we're, like, I don't think the intentions are that we're going to even be together. I think we're just, like, chatting because, like, we enjoy talking to each other in, like, a friendly way. Cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. Like, I wish I can just be, like, I can say that, like, I'm bi or something so that I can have women and men and, like, be very straightforward in the beginning. Like, this isn't...
I just hate, like... what was it called? The one that was made for women friendships.
Bumble. BFF.
Bumble. Yeah. The women just are so, like... they literally give zero fucks.
No, it's also really fucking creepy because a lot of them are men or, like, fake profiles.
Oh, what maybe that's why.
It was so fucking weird. Because I downloaded never doing this shit
that
again.
One once because I was like, all right, dating apps are not for me, but, like, maybe I want to meet friends. And, like, the conversation... I actually had a great conversation with one girl. But usually the conversation...
Frankie!
Oh, my God. Frankie just climbed
Frankie's
on top
in the
of
Olympics.
Oh, my God. I wish this was a video podcast.
Okay, sorry. Go on.
I wish this was like Joe Rogan's podcast.
Go on. You were the one that was yelling at me.
But
about...
yeah, basically, I just feel like the women, like the BFF section is also not
stupid.
That, like,
yeah.
People are not like that into it. Like, they're way more into the dating
part. For sure.
Unless there's like an app just for the friendship part. I think people would be into that.
Yeah. What I cut you. I cut you off, though. What? Do you remember
so, like,
your
a
thought?
Year before, a day before I was setting my resolutions, I came across this thing that was saying that it's kind of stupid to be like, I'm going to finish a book this year. And you should instead be like, I'm going to write 30 minutes a day. So instead of having it be like a goal, make it be a commitment. Like, instead of saying, people do this with weight actually already, but instead of saying, I'm going to lose 20 pounds, make it, I'm going to take a walk every day. Because you're not, like, you're not responsible. And that's my motto. Both of my mottos are really cheesy, actually, this year. But I'll say
Oh, yeah,
anyway.
You told me one of them.
You're not responsible for the outcome. You're responsible for your output. Like, you're really not responsible for how the world is going to receive your work or what's going to happen. You're just responsible for what you do.
I was telling Hagar because I was getting ready for, like, a casting. And I was telling her that I think my new thing this year, or, like, just in general, like... my new thing, Frankie's bald in your face. My new thing, he's gonna like sleep there by the way because it's comfy for him.
Yeah, that's fine. I just don't want him to fall.
My new thing is I got a really big like casting and my agent was making it seem like it was like super like she was not putting pressure on it, but like it was just like a bigger casting, thing, you know? Thing. So I was telling her like I'm gonna get ready. Everything I do to get the job, but if I don't get it, it's fine. Like, I did what I have to do, but I'm no longer doing the whole, like, oh, fuck it. Like, it's odds, like, whatever's going to happen will happen and then not prepare. Like, I need to prepare and do everything I can and then, like, leave the rest up to whatever the hell, whoever is going to make the decision.
Yeah.
And that's when you said your whole, that whole thing.
It's also another thing I realized is that, like, for example, I'm applying to things, right? Like, a grant and, like, jobs and stuff like that. After I apply or after you do your interview, that's it. Like, for me, I'm like, oh my God, I have to think about it. And then I go check their website to see if the position was closed. Like, I go freaking crazy. Where it's like, I've done my part. Like, I don't have to worry about the rest.
When I first got into modeling, my friend Randa was telling me, like, her tips for when she goes to auditions. And she was saying that, like, she heard a really big actor say that when he first was getting started, he'd go into auditions, do the best he can, and then as soon as he walked out, he'd never think about them again.
Yeah.
And I think that's so important for just a lot of what you do,
like,
in life.
Like, anything you have to anticipate, yeah. I do that a lot. Like, after I send a pitch, I'm, like, checking my email and refreshing and refreshing and refreshing, and sometimes things just will never come back to me.
It's so crazy. I do the same thing. I still check my email all the time. But, like, there was that thing that I sent in the group chat that said, like, what's meant... You can't fuck up what's yours. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't fuck up what's meant for you. So, if I did a really bad casting and that job was meant for me, I'd still get it. Like, yeah. I can't fuck it up. Mm-hmm. And if I did an amazing job and I didn't get it, that just means it wasn't meant for me. And that's, like, such a good way of looking at things, I think. Especially when you're in a very, like, not practical kind of job.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So the day before that, I think it was like New Year's Eve. I then turned all like my resolutions into like time commitments. So like I remember I had like become a fluent Arabic reader and writer. And then I was like, maybe I'm a slow learner. Like, yeah, maybe that won't happen. So instead I was like, put an hour a week commitment to that.
And don't you feel though that like by doing it that way, you're just really not setting yourself up for failure?
Yeah,
you're
just, if I stick with it, then I do.
And that
my
means
part,
that you're building better habits. Mm-hmm. If you're like, every day I'm going to read for 45 minutes, or every day I'm going to take a Duolingo lesson or whatever. Is it Duolingo? Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to do one Duolingo lesson. Then you're forming a habit and you're not putting the pressure on yourself.
Yeah, I actually like instead I had my goal was, and this is a small number for some people, but like for me it was to read 24 books this year, and instead I was like read 45 minutes a day.
Mm-hmm.
Because who knows, I might pick up a bigger book and not read 24 books, or I might read shorter books and read more. Like so that's been helpful.
No, for sure. I don't have a number. Yeah, I don't have a number for books. I think I just want to read more.
Mm-hmm.
Which I've been really bad after A Little Life. I haven't read much. But whatever. Okay, so what are your intentions?
So that's one of them.
Oh,
my second one is...
Oh, I didn't even say one of mine.
Mine are so cheesy.
You're going to let me
say... Oh, my year's... These are not my intentions. These are my year's mottos.
Go on.
The other one is to follow my own path. Mm-hmm. Like, because I noticed that, like, let's say I'm... starting a new project or something, I'll go and look at the precedent. I'll be like, how do these people do it? And I think that's good to a certain extent because you do your research.
Yeah.
But like inspo sometimes too. It's like, okay, well, they do it that way and I'm going to do it a different way. And that's okay. Like, so I want to become more accustomed to doing that. Those are my mottos. I have like specific goals, but go ahead.
My intention, I guess like one of my bigger ones, what is to be 100, like to not buy new. To always only buy used. Mm-hmm. And what I'm, so usually I'll buy new like homeware stuff. Right. I think I want to just switch and only buy used, and switch my closet to just 100% used.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say right now my wardrobe is 95% thrifted and then and like 5% new, but I just want to be a lot better with only buying secondhand, both because I just find that stuff more interesting, and second, it's just way better for the environment, and I think it's cheaper, so why not? And then same goes with like homeware.
Yeah,
I want to just be more intentional with that. I was, and when I was writing this down, I was like, I can go kind of crazy and be like, oh, I only want to buy low waste skincare and stuff, but I'm gonna make it my mission this year to just research what brands are doing good by the environment when it comes to skincare, rather than set the goal for myself.
Mm-hmm.
Just because like, I don't want to set myself up for failure.
Yeah.
And I don't want to make myself hate something, because sustainability is so, is such a like hard topic. And like, it's just a hard thing to get into. What's this man
doing?
You
also have to do a lot of research. Like, you have to do a lot of work to find out. Because I think every brand says they're sustainable, like, now. So there's just so much work involved.
That's why, don't you think, like, thrifting is just the easiest way?
It's so funny because I feel like that's been the easiest goal of my entire life to actually fulfill. Like, to shop less. Like, I really don't shop a lot at all.
Yeah.
And to, if I can, obviously sometimes I can't, to buy secondhand.
Yeah.
Like, with some things, it's just really hard. Like, if you're looking for a very specific thing.
Like
or,
a cat, like a sofa or something.
And also, sometimes you're like, well, sometimes the secondhand thing may not be as durable in terms of, like, basics and stuff. Like, let's say you want just a simple white crisp tea.
Yeah.
Might just be better to buy it. And it'll last
you,
like, 10
years.
So, I
actually bought a vintage tea, though, that
but,
I
like,
love.
But, like, what I'm saying is that, because actually I was watching a video and the girl was saying, like, sometimes, again, we're sold, like, these ideas about sustainability where it's, like, maybe you can buy a new thing and that thing will last you 10 years versus buying a thrifted thing that
I
will
think
last
more
you 2
though,
years.
So,
in the long
so
run,
when
you're being more sustainable
if
you
buy
the new thing. Like,
but when I say sustainable, I think I also am including being ethical. So, I think just, like, being more mindful of where you shop. So, if you do want to buy a brand new white tea, try to do your research and figure out like where you can buy it.
Yeah.
So that you're supporting a business that you, like, morally would support, mm-hmm. too, not just because you like the way it looks.
Yeah. Like, remember when that whole minimal movement came out and I was...
Capsule closets and stuff
really
like that?
I was really not about it. Like, I never was trying to be a minimalist because I think, like, everything about my aesthetic is maximalist. So I was like, this is not for me. But I think a lot of people were throwing out things that they were rebuying. So, like, in the long run, you literally just mm-hmm. became not sustainable mm-hmm. because you were trying to be minimal. Like, mm-hmm. I think just if you have things that make you happy, that you want, keep them. And just, like, moving forward, try to change some habits. And not all at once. I really think
I
like,
also
trying
think,
to do things all at once
no,
is
for
so
sure.
hard.
I also think something that, like, I think is very doable that I haven't done is shopping seasonally and not just shopping like every season. Say like, okay, what am I missing that like my fall wardrobe last year wasn't like it was incomplete because I was missing these pieces or whatever. Instead of just shopping all year round for shit that like doesn't make sense. Also shop, how do you say like shop close to the season, because you might buy a dress in the winter and then hate it in the summer.
Oh, yeah.
But then again, that's because you're shopping by trend, and I think just shop by like what you like and not by trend, because trends go away, which is another reason why I really like thrift, because like I don't know, I just like thrift. I think thrifting is just, it's really interesting, and it just makes you value your clothes
but
so much more.
I will say though that there is a danger with thrifting, is that things are sometimes too interesting where you're just buying things you're gonna wear once.
Yeah. Like, my new thing is to...
I have so many things that I would only wear once because it's not ideal
to
wear them.
I'm more practical when I thrift. You're not. But I think that's because you have just, like... You have a vision of, like, things and you buy them based on the vision in your head and not based on, like...
I just don't... Like, I live a different life in my head. Like, in my head, I'm someone who wears, like...
Like, in your head, you're in the 60s or something.
No, not even that. Most of these things are, like, 80s pieces. Like, sequins and, like...
Acid wash.
Like, things I just don't wear in real life.
Yeah.
I think someone wears them and they look cool in them. It's just that person's not me.
I've been really into, like, Edwardian, like peasant, like Victorian type of stuff, and I was like, I really want to buy like a dress, and I found a dress on Etsy that's like super cheap, and I'm never one to be like, I'm not gonna say the shop name, but like she doesn't have that many dresses, so I'm just gonna keep it my secret. I mean, DM me if you're really that interested. I doubt people want Edwardian dresses, but I was looking at shops like Doen, and I don't even know, I don't know how to say it. It's the D-O-E-N.
Yeah.
I was looking at like Reformation, and like the make-believe Edwardian dresses are just not my jam. Like, I want the real deal thing, and they're so much more expensive when they're the real deal. But like, that's what I mean by interesting. Like, I like the original pieces rather than like the replicas. Like, I, certain Reformation dresses, when you find them in thrift, like the thrifted version, the real 90s version, you're so much more excited than buying a Reformation dress.
But some people like we have certain friends that are just not about it.
Hufsa, like Hufsa doesn't like thrifting.
A lot of people also like really like refined, like Swedish kind of, or whatever.
That's
Scandinavian
totally fine.
Or whatever,
yeah.
Which is really hard to find in thrifting. So,
and one of my friends always says that like you've said it to me too, that like I have the body for thrifting. Mm-hmm. She's very petite.
Yeah.
And like things are just like really long or big on her. I also think just maybe go to a curated shop. Sometimes when you go like don't go to a Goodwill, go to like the Break or something and like shop based off size. Mm-hmm. Like Beacon's Closet does sizes, and it's really cool because it's not like you're shopping in your section. You're not shopping just the whole store. Also, you can wear whatever you want. Like, wear baggy clothes.
I think we like are so pro thrift is because I think a lot of times when people have the like sustainability conversation, they leave out people who just simply can't afford buying sustainable
clothing. It's so hard.
So that's why me and you are always like, well, then like thrifting is a great option, because it's like if you go to a Goodwill, shit is like $4, $5.
So
it's cheaper
cheap.
Than Forever 21 and H&M. Because I do think, like, there is a huge problem with the way people talk about sustainability, like, as if everyone can freaking afford, like, $300 that. Sweaters, which is not true.
It's so ridiculous. Yeah.
So, even in food, yeah, like, oh, Whole Foods, like, oh, you can find organic food anywhere. Yeah, but I can't afford it, bitch.
Right, yeah. It's not like, about accessibility when it comes to, like finding it. Mm-hmm. It's accessibility when it comes to, like, finances. Like,
yeah.
First of all, like, some people make not a lot of money to the point where, like, they can't even shop regular, like, groceries. Mm-hmm. Like, you're expecting them to pay
their
paycheck or more.
I think me and you watched this together. There was, like, a family that would buy McDonald's, like, from the dollar menu every single day because they didn't have money to cook, like, food for themselves. And then you have people telling those kind of families, like, you can eat so healthy. Like, no, not everyone can. And, it's like, that's fucked up on our government that we, like, vegetables cost so much money and, like, being healthy costs so much money. But, like...
It's also fucked up that, like, they allow all these things to be processed through the FDA that, like, pretty much approves everything. The FDA approves literally everything. And then we get, like... In turn, like, you're just not a healthy person because you can't afford it.
Yeah.
When the FDA can not approve things and they can be, like, this is, like, a topic that, like, pisses me off because I just feel like if you go to other countries, even if you're, like, considered, like, middle, like, low class, you can still afford cheaper food and that, like, from a regular grocery store because their FDA or their whatever, like, just doesn't approve as much as we do in the American society.
Or, yeah, they won't approve it, and then the person, like, apparently, I think it's Kellogg's, one of the cereal brands. Let's not actually say names because we could be sued for slander. One of the cereal brands, the way the ingredients they put in the cereal here are versus completely different than the UK.
So there is
because of their whatever approves their food.
There's a cookie brand. We found it in Paris when I went. And so in Paris, I swear it's maybe like 5 ingredients. Here, the list of ingredients was crazy. It's the same exact brand. And that's because here it's approved. In France, they don't approve. And I think in France, they actually have like, it needs to be like 5 ingredients or less or like something like that. Because the additives, is that what they call them?
Mm-hmm.
That's harmful. And they're using that shit because they don't actually want to use their expensive ingredients.
Yeah, it's the same shit for skincare.
It's just ridiculous. Yeah. Anyway, though, so that's one of my intentions is just to be even more sustainable in the way I think than last year or the years before that.
Yeah. Another one of, I don't know, like, I didn't write this down, but something I've been trying to do more recently is to just, like, listen to myself, like, listen to my body, listen to my good instincts, just like pay more attention to what I want and like block out everybody else's noise.
Give yourself the credit.
Well, yeah, like, but like even on simple things, like, do I want to do this right now or do I not? And if it's a no, it's a no. Like, nobody can convince me out of it. Like,
yeah,
things like that.
That's a good one.
Yep.
I'm trying to think of what else I had on mine. Oh, like, to save more and just to like be better with budgeting.
Yeah.
But that's, like, an ongoing thing. That's not something that I've, like, switched on
some
for this year. This is
like
just something... Yeah, it's something that, like...
Like, take daily walks.
Yeah.
Like, things that are just constant.
Also, to get my driver's license, because I think the one thing that I learned during, like, this... Sorry, 2020 with, like, COVID and everything was... Having your own car and, like, being able to drive is so huge. And, like, the fact that I can't even go and rent a car because I don't know how to drive is just, like, shitty and stupid on my end. Like, I think what would have made my life so much better this past year, like, quarantine-wise, was to take these, like, trips. Like, to rent a car and just, like, go take a trip upstate and, like, just, like, have day trips and be in nature. And I couldn't do that because I didn't have a car.
Yeah.
So that's one of my, like, goals is to just... get my driver's license or at least work towards getting it, like maybe take a few lessons and stuff like that.
Yeah, I didn't put travel, even though like I hope that
me too.
By the end of the year I can go somewhere.
Yeah.
It's so funny because I really think a lot of people were just like, I'm not gonna do resolutions, nothing is guaranteed, like there's no point of it.
But like you were saying though, nothing is ever guaranteed, right? Like you can make resolutions and then like
life can get in the way.
Something happens, or you might get a job that like doesn't allow you to do half the shit. You know, like
I think like people obviously usually put like travel or go to France or go to like you can't do those because you're just like who knows. Like I might.
I was even really realistic because I wrote my work goals too. Mm-hmm. Like I wrote my just personal life stuff, and then I wrote how I see myself like growing in modeling, and I tried to be super realistic with like the brands I put and how many, like I wrote like, so like last year I worked a certain amount of days, this year I doubled it, but I was like, it's flexible. It can, like, I don't know, we might go into another lockdown and then I don't have a job again. So yeah, being realistic was like a huge thing this year when it came to like writing shit down.
I actually, again, like I had certain publications that I want to be published in. And then I took that down and I actually just made it that I want to pitch weekly. Because it really is so hard to like, I feel like it's such a disappointment if you get to the end of the year and you're like, well, I did not actually work for any of those people.
But it's not a disappointment though, if you know why, like if it I was, it didn't have anything to do with you.
I have them on my vision board.
Yeah.
Because like one time in life, I'm sure I'm going to reach those goals. Mm-hmm. I just didn't want to limit it to this year because I really don't know. Like, I don't know what life's going to take me to. Like, just as long as I'm doing the work, then like whatever's going to happen is going to happen.
Yeah. I have to bake more. I find baking like super exciting. I think I find baking more exciting than cooking. Yeah, it's just fun, but it's easier to mess up, I think. But like Mama really loves baking, so I wrote like I just want to learn from her, maybe like not necessarily bake, but like look at her when she's baking. But
Mama's that's so another one. Territorial about the kitchen.
That's what I'm saying. I just like look at her.
It's just like really hard to experiment. Like even if you're so, like I did one time I baked the olive oil
which
cake and I
we
picked
all,
it.
Can all agree was I not loved good. It. I you really didn't want, like
I
it.
I had most of it.
It was like soup. It literally was it like was really olive good. Oil soup so with a little good. Bit of dough.
When we buy olive oil because we need olive oil, I'm going to make it again. But anyways, the point of the story is that I had to wait until she left the house so I can do it. Like, because I know that if I didn't, she would be so in my like business.
Mama, I think, well, I actually saw a TikTok about, like, does it piss you off when, like, more than one people, when you're not the only person in the kitchen or something like that? So I think Mama's just one of those people that, like, needs an empty kitchen.
Yeah.
She just doesn't like, people being in her space when she's doing something.
I was thinking, you know how
but she has no problem being in my space when I'm doing something.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, sometimes you're like, okay, well, now, like, I'm going to go into the kitchen. She's like, no, you didn't put enough flour. You didn't put baking soda. That's not going to rise. That's
and she just likes, like,
let me make a mistake.
But that's still my goal. I'm not changing it. Just to bake more. Or just to make myself more food. Like, how many times have I been eating kale, pepper, mushroom, broccoli? I eat the same thing every single day.
Every time I say, like, all right, I'm going to eat healthy, I make a salad. And at one point,
so
you're
many
just like,
other
I
ways.
Can't make any more salads. Like, I've eaten salads 3 times this week for dinner.
So I've been watching a lot of, like, what I eat in a day YouTube videos. And this girl made, like, a stir fry with, like, tofu. And that's why I wanted to get tofu today. I didn't end up going to the market. But we also don't experiment with the, like, types of sauces and seasonings.
I was about to say, because we... This is going to sound awful because my mic... because we have hot sauce on everything... I realize that even when I do make something different, it still tastes all the same because I have the same.
Well, I've been using my, but I've been switching it up and I've been making my own, like, my regular dressing is in there, but I've been adding, like, honey and, like, I've just been making it, like, sweet, either sweeter or savory. Like, I've been doing that and it makes a difference. It makes you enjoy your food more. Yeah. Even, like, the Asian sauces that we have. Those are so good. They're so high in sodium, but they're really, really good. And they change really completely good. The flavor of the food you're making. Yeah. So I think even if you're making a salad, like just switching the sauces that you use,
you know,
10 out
I'm
of 10.
I'm a maximalist with the stuff. So I put everything on everything.
So good though.
Really bad choices though.
But like, yeah, probably like health wise, they're not great.
No. Also, it's just like all my food tastes the same because it all has the same exact sauces on it. Like, because I put a mixture of everything on everything. That's a good one. I should start making more food.
Not even making more food, but when you do make food, just like experiment. Like, you don't need to make the same thing every single day. I'm so bad with that. And I'm a creature of habit where, like, I actually don't mind eating the same thing every day.
Like, I also am very, I realize, like, if it, like, if 7 o'clock rolls around and I haven't made food yet, like, the other day I was like, all right, I'm going to open up a can of chickpeas and throw some onions in there and some gorgonzola and
But that's fine. That's so fine.
But I've done that, like, 3 times so far.
Yeah, it's like you're, like, I, like, some people are just like, oh, 7 o'clock rolls through, I'm just gonna, like, Postmate stuff.
Yeah.
Like, people do that. I think it's fine if you're having, like, a lazy meal.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, back to the baking thing, my goal was to bake every Sunday. And I remember I messaged Nabila and I was like, every Sunday we should, like, do, like, a baking thing. Mm-hmm. Like, you bake something and I bake something, and she wasn't up for it. So I think I was like, whatever. But that's fun. Like, that's a cool thing, though. Maybe I should just partner up with someone else and, like, they bake what I bake.
And then, if
we can have, like, a taste test.
Yeah, I was about to say if it was non-corona
time. No, like, but, like, through FaceTime.
No, I was saying you could, like, switch up.
Like, oh, that would be fun. Like, half of mine, half, like, a half, like, a loaf or something. That would be so fun. Inshallah soon. What else?
I have goals for your lullaby.
I like, don't put goals for,
like, I was like,
Yellow
Bun. I want us to have more guests. I'd like to have, like, guests from different sectors that, like, are away from, like, the arts. Maybe, like, a doctor or, like, something mm-hmm. different.
Or just, like, someone that'll challenge you.
Mm-hmm. Or
the
someone
way you
in,
think.
Like, STEM field or an mm-hmm. engineer or something different that we just would not think about.
I'd like to have, like, friends, too.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
So that's a Yellow Bun goal.
I think always, like, your goal should always just to be, like, more mindful. Like, to, like, really think about things before you do them. To know what works for you, what doesn't work for you. To know when to, like, stop seeing people that don't make you feel good. And then, like, figure out who makes you feel good. Like, I think that's the stuff you should also really focus on. It shouldn't always have to be, like, work-oriented. Yeah.
My goal for the next 5 years, and I really don't know when this is gonna happen, but is to move to the West Coast.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I thought long and hard about it, and I just, like, I know it's what I want to do, so I just have to do it.
I'm a New Yorker.
That's it.
I don't think I'm ever going to leave New York. It's just, like, all the signs point to just staying here forever.
Yeah. For me, it was, like, a major gut check. Because I feel like if you live in New York, it's not as easy to leave because so many people want to come here, so you're just, like, I'm being an idiot.
But I also think when you're really a New Yorker, and I'm not talking about
you're an
actual New Yorker, it's so easy to just make the decision to move back. Like,
oh yeah, like, I'm always gonna have roots here, I feel.
Yeah.
Even, like, if my family,
well, you've also
here,
lived here your whole life, so easy, coming back isn't gonna be, like, difficult. You're not gonna be like, oh, I don't know how to make ends meet. Like, you know that you've worked it out.
I also think if you give up living in New York, then you give up on a lot of things,
freedoms too.
So, I think it was, like, a hard, like, I remember I was thinking about it. I was like,
then leaving New York.
Things. But then I was like, I honestly don't feel, I feel like I would want to try my, like, somewhere, like, try somewhere else. And
mm-hmm.
also, like, these kind of decisions, I think, are huge decisions, but they're not, like, forever. Like, you could change your mind.
It's so easy to, like, move.
I mean, obviously, like, there's rent and there's, like, leaving things. Like, there's money involved and all that. But I think if I'm in a place where I'm not tied to a job, I definitely would try.
I have a question. This is so off topic, mm-hmm. but, like, so when I go to sleep and I wake up, my hair's a mess. Like, parting, it's a mess. Do you ever wake up and you're like, did I just have a crazy aggressive sleep because my hair looks crazy? Because I feel like your hair always looks the same.
Yeah.
Mine doesn't. Does that just mean
it's shorter?
No, even when it was long. Like, sometimes, like, my baby hairs will just be, like, crazy when I wake up.
My baby hairs have been crazy sometimes. Like, I'll look in the middle of the day and be like, whoa. But my hair's pretty tame. Like,
yeah, I mean.
I mean, I, like.
Like, your hair looks the same.
It never goes crazier than this. This is the craziest it is. And it's because I took a hot shower yesterday. Which I said I would not shower with hot water anymore.
It's just hard when it's cold.
But for the most part, it looks exactly the same.
It's so crazy because I think, like, my hairline just changes. Like, it's just really weird. Anyway, though.
Changing your hair part is, like, something. Like, you know how many years I've been saying I'm going to change my hair part? And it's just, like, something you really have to, like, make time for.
Because mm-hmm.
you have to be ugly with it for a very long time until your hair sets.
Hair is one of those things that, like, just changing it in general feels, like, weird.
Yeah. I think we're going to have a poll. I think I'm going to do this today. Because we've been talking about going seasonal for a while. And I really think we should leave it up to people.
I mean, nobody's going to say... Nobody who likes your podcast is going to be like, yeah, let's
do... No, but seasonal would mean better produced episodes, better thought out episodes. Like, and the work.
I mean, I'm good with either way. And then
weekly would mean that you're getting like something every week, but maybe it's not as thought out because you've only had a week to think about it. So... I don't know. Some people may prefer seasonal. I don't know.
Like, if I love a podcast, I wouldn't prefer it to be seasonal because that means just, like, a ton of breaks.
The thing is,
with
me and the fear I think about us doing this is I forget. Like, if I listen to you for a season, I just completely forget about you. Unless I follow you on social media and I'm notified.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, like, I'm sure not everyone who listens to us follows us.
That's true.
So they may just never come back.
Whatever, they're lost. I'm just kidding.
Unless they're subscribed and then they would get the notification. I don't even know
how it works. I actually don't think that's how it works. When you're subscribed, do you get the notification?
Is I don't not know, like subscribe you, I don't to know. Anyone.
Yeah. Anyway, though. What are, like, I wonder what other people have as their intentions. Not, like, work-related, just, like, like growth intentions.
Everyone's intentions are the same. Isn't that crazy? Like, they're around the same things. Like, maybe the specifics are kind of different, but, like, everyone's intentions are to be healthier.
Like, some people have, like, to date more and, like, or, like...
I actually have mine as... such a crazy one. Because I wrote, like, if coronavirus is not a thing anymore, to socialize more. I want to put, like,
that's always
more
mine. Yeah.
Time to socialize. Like, yeah, actually put
more friends.
Time aside for it.
Yeah.
Because I don't put time aside for it. I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm going to socialize. But I never actually, like, say, like, every Saturday I'm going to do this.
One of my goals, which, like, I'm halfway, I guess. Am I halfway through? Oh, yeah. I'm, like, almost halfway through, was to not be on my personal page for, like, a month. Mm. To just, like, not, like, be logged on. And I'm only logged on to my, on my browser or, like, desktop. So I can see if I get, like, any notifications. If someone tagged me in photos, like, for work-wise. But... that's been great. I hate my personal page. I don't like following people, I think.
I was reading, listening to Digital Minimalism by Cal Newport. And he was saying that to start off, you could do a month full cleanse. Like, you're completely off these apps.
Like, nothing at all.
Nothing for a month. And he's not just talking about Instagram. He's talking about digital things that keep you hooked on your phone for no reason. So he was basically saying, like, unless it's a necessity, take it off your phone. Then after a month, introduce like two apps that are, you think are important, and then introduce some more. But like, wean yourself off of it for a month. And I was like, I don't think I can.
Well,
do
I deleted
that
Facebook and I
for,
deleted
like,
Twitter, which was great because I have noticed that like I'm just less tapped in, which I find helpful. So I'm really only on TikTok and Instagram. But I've just found that like having like not a fake Instagram, but like having an Instagram where you don't have access to all these people. Is so helpful.
Yeah. I went to a writing workshop and the instructor was like, if you're going to be a writer, it's really unrealistic to like be like, I'm going to seclude myself and I'm going to be very minimalist in the digital department, just because so many story ideas come from Twitter and like Instagram and TikTok, especially if you're going to be a journalist and like a culture kind of journalist. I was thinking,
well, if you want to create, and this goes to anything, it's not just about being a writer or not, but like if you want to be relevant and then create things that are relevant to people that people will find interesting, you need to know what's going on in the world. And if you don't, then you're risking like an audience that cares about relevancy. And that's just really all it is.
It just sucks though, because it really is like you're tapped on too much. But I think you could do it in a way where it's like every day. Make an hour
to research
everything that happened that day. Unless you're like a political reporter, like someone who need like
by the minute, like it matters.
Yeah, and you need to be hooked on all the time. I don't think you have to be hooked on all the time. You just need
like people who are listening aren't like trying to be journalists.
But I'm saying like maybe they're trying to be creators in other ways, and they feel like they have to understand the culture.
Mm-hmm.
But even by the way, if you're in marketing, like. I feel like you have to be on all the time
when
if
you're
in marketing. Because
in modeling, like, there's, like, a whole write-off where it's research and you can literally buy books and mark them off as research. So, like, even in modeling, you have to do your research and, like, have to figure out trends and, like,
but
anywhere.
But, like, especially, like, let's say you're handling a social media account. We come across this all the time. Like, oh, my God, something's trending this hour. We have to do something about it
for
the Arab
like,
community.
What feels like, Arab?
Right now.
Yeah, like, the whole, like, what's not Arab? That feels... all these are trends that are going around.
Mm-hmm. So you do kind of have to be looped in if you're working in this kind of industry.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there is a way to do it, obviously, like and not go crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. For me, like the banana, the taped banana.
And then every brand was like, oh, this is funny, I'm going to do it. Yeah, it's stuff like that.
Or like if there's an event going on, like the Oscars, and someone says something mm-hmm. funny, and all the memes come out, and you're like, how quickly did they do mm-hmm. that? This was just said like 5 minutes ago.
And like even like the Capitol and stuff mm-hmm. Like that stuff, it's like there's so much meme material that can mm-hmm. come out of it. So if you run a social media account like ours, like we have to be plugged in to figure out how yeah. we can like
I remember on the Tuesday of the elections and everybody was making those memes and I was like outside and I'm like I have to run home, I have to make a meme.
Yeah, I have to do it. It's so exciting too. It's such a letdown, like bummer when the post doesn't perform well, but that post, baby girl, performed really so good. Well
Hager's but I remember been killing it. I was like walking so fast, I was like I have to make it. So stupid. You're like, emergency, I gotta go. Go make a meme real quick and come back.
You get stopped by the cops and you're like, why were you speeding? And you're like, I gotta make a meme.
But yeah, I mean, I'm sure I have a lot more resolutions that I will.
I wish I had my notebook. I act like
you could just hit pause. I couldn't. And you can go grab it.
Yeah, like it's not 10 steps away from me right now. But like, yeah, I feel like we discussed it a good amount.
I was gonna say, we can start like making. You know how like. We could start making this really, like, really natural. You know how, like, sometimes professional interviews and stuff, they'll leave, like, the sounds of the person coming in and opening the door and stuff like that?
I always like that, though. You're the one that's, like, super anal about
but,
things.
But, like, I think since...
Like,
our house is never going to be a house
hold on.
Crisp.
I was eating a Snickers because we tried to record another episode that was a failure. But I was eating a Snickers and Hager was like, you need to eat that. And I was like... But I used to listen to a podcast where they used to eat and they used to say what they were eating, right. And I loved it.
But, like, for me, it's acceptable sometimes, but sometimes it's so irritating that sometimes I'm just like, I cannot listen to this. Like,
well, I'm not going to be like...
Some of our, like...
I'm not going to do that.
When we move the wire over here, it
first of all,
so bad that it's just like, I can't listen to this. Like,
I never hear it, so you have, like, some supersonic headphones.
Maybe because I'm editing?
Yeah, because I never hear it. When I have the episode in my ear, I'm always like, I don't know why you made such a big deal out about it. And I'm not trying to be annoying right now. I just really don't hear it. And maybe it's my AirPods that they're not picking
yeah,
up sound. I
think
don't know.
They're not picking up sound.
I think we sound lovely.
In general, I think, like, let it be natural.
Yeah.
It's another one.
Well, that was our whole thing anyway. It was, like, the raw. We barely do any editing. So, like, you know.
Yeah.
It's fine. Mm-hmm. And I also don't mind, like, going off topic. Like, I never mind that stuff.
I don't care about
that. I think
that.
It's interesting.
I think it's fine to go off
sometimes
topic.
Like, I feel like the topic we land on is so much better than the topic we initially started with.
Yeah. All right. So, what's your sa'afuna?
Sa'afuna, 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 sa'afuna!
My sa'afuna is Pretend It's a City on Netflix, mm-hmm. starring Fran Lebowitz. It's really funny, and she's really funny, and it's about New York, and...
It's good. It's really good.
It's really good.
For me, it's bullet journaling. It's like, I guess that's a thing I've been doing in 2021. First year.
Consistently, yeah.
It's just good. Like, if you don't know what a bullet journal is, I guess it's like a method of planning.
It's so hard, though, to explain. I think just YouTube
like,
it.
Anything you... want to put in it, you can put in it. So you do like your year at a glance, you do your month at a glance, a week at a glance. You could also put in like habit trackers, like certain habits you're trying to keep track of. You can put in lists, like your grocery list. Like it's just not pre-made for you, so you can
it's too much.
Put in anything that you want.
It like you
in.
Either love it or hate it, I think.
It's like Notion. I love Notion and people feel the same way about Notion, I think, cuz you make your own pages. There's no mm-hmm. preset. So but it's been really really helpful, I think. Having everything in one place.
Do you have a YouTube video to recommend they watch?
Yes, there's a... Because I'm only recommending this one because it's the most minimal because people go wild with their bullet journals. It's on Pick Up Limes YouTube channel and just put Pick Up Limes bullet journal and you'll find that. Or the Bullet Journals channel does one for beginners where the creator of the method teaches how to do it. Those are you.
Whoa. Okay. Cool.
Alrighty, bye.
Bye.